Here you are. Getting ready for bed. Beginning to let go of the day that was and to safely ignore the day that will be. There is only right now where you are in a chair, a couch, a bed. Getting ready for a deep and healing rest. Sleep, perhaps. In the course of this meditation, we'll cue our body to do what it does best and what it could do easily, which is to heal us while we sleep. Just letting ourselves go and fall into that possibility. It can't be forced. It can't be begged for. We can't think our way into it. We can only let go. Begin to wonder whether we'll fall asleep on an inhale or an exhale. Which breath will be our last conscious breath this evening? Letting go. Unwinding into quiet and stillness. And loose thoughts. Unraveling the mind. Not turning off the brain. Not struggling to focus on any one thing. Slowing down. Using your muscles less and letting gravity do more. Feeling physically heavy and mentally light, as if you could float. Heavy, and then light, heavy down, light floating up, almost away, heavy into the earth, and light into the air. You're just breathing. You're just grateful for this moment. And then this moment. And this next moment. Letting them go by you like slides. Enjoying each one. Maybe you yawn. That's a very relaxing thing to do. Just letting your body go in a yawn or a stretch. Maybe you breathe and exhale on the ancient breathing word sela. Sela. You begin to float and get loose. Start to lose track of logic and sequence of events. Let your thoughts come off the shelves and just topple. Breathing deeply, maybe you yawn, maybe you exhale with a thala. Just do less. Don't push yourself at all. You might have resentments, you might have frustrations. You might have disappointments. Could you let go for now? Begin to forgive? Take the first steps. It's a continual and never-ending process. So, just let go once. Before bed, forgive a little. If for no other reason than to let yourself sleep without being weighed down by it, you do it selfishly. And selfishly, you could ask to be forgiven, to fix your mistakes, to get better. May this be acceptable to the universe, these tentative efforts at forgiving and asking forgiveness. And you might feel the light start to dim. Things start to go down. Things to feel a little syrupy or molasses-like. The time becoming hard to judge. The edges of dreams coming in, strange thoughts, altered images, odd fancies. Let them tumble in. You have nothing to fear. It's all just neurons, messages from the subconscious. And within it all and throughout it all, a unity. A oneness inherent in all creation. That we all came from a shared origin. That we all share a common bond. Protons and electrons and neutrons. Shared stuff. Shared history and destiny. A unity of all creation. Bathe in that. Feel grateful. Feel loving at all moments. Now and when you will wake up. May it be firm. And you are protected. In a refuge with wings, with a shield. Protected from slings and arrows. Protected from enemies and troubles. Protected from pain and suffering. Lifted up. made strong, made full. Just breathe into all of that wonder and all of that richness. And lie down with peace and wholeness and fullness, so you can be gathered up again, awakened in peace and fullness. Shielded, protected, healthy and whole when you go out from consciousness, to be healthy and whole when you return to consciousness. By day and by night. Resting in the hand of a loving universe. And great and good forces uphold you, just as they looked over those before us, and just as these great and good forces will uphold those who come next, always protected. As if by armies of the willing, strong and secure, you are guarded. The universe blesses you and guards you. Take it in. The universe shines on you with grace. Breathe all of that in. And the universe turns toward you, looking at you with peace, to offer you unconditional wholeness. Might even want to yawn to let it all in. The universe will continue unceasing even when you sleep, installing great and good forces to watch you while you sleep. You spend the day full of wonderment and questions and doubt. And at night, a great and good force responsible for all doubt and question will gather it up at your right side. And then the day you grapple with so much emotionally, physically, spiritually. No need to force things when you sleep. Just lay it all down on your left side with the force responsible for strength and vigor. And before you, a force holds a lamp to ensure your safe passage through dreams. And behind you, another force of healing to massage your tired body with the nurturing of sleep. Let it all in. Enjoy all of the support. Let the universe love you all the way through the night. You may want to stretch a little more, shift a little more, fidget, whatever you need to make yourself a little more comfortable. You can do nothing wrong. Maybe you breathe in and then out with the word Sela. Yawn and stretch and just let the light fade. And let consciousness depart. Go some silly way away. You're free. You are held. You are supported in a universe that goes on and on eternally, and you a part of the choir. Feel the love and generosity and support of this loving universe. You are held, and you have nothing to fear.